7:38, you're listening to Morning Ireland, and Darren Frell is here with all the sports news. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. A very busy weekend. We'll start with the rugby. Leinster made a winning start at the Champions Cup. They had a 25-20 win against Wasps. The Irish province were 12 down at one stage in the first half, but they fought back for a 5-point victory. Dara Fanning scored two tries, while Dominic Ryan touched down for the third. Ian Madigan kicked two penalties and two conversions. Michael Corcoran's been speaking to the Leinster skipper and man of the match, Jamie Heaslip.
I thought we were a bit loose at times with the ball, and we've got to look at that, you know, because at this level, I mean, you just won't get away with that. Yeah. We were quite lucky today to get away with it. There's one or two other turnovers that they could have ran, they nearly ran the length of the field as well, and that would have been a very different game. You know, we really punished ourselves, like, making ourselves chase that game in the second half. But again, I can't take away from the passion or the intensity to just roll up their sleeves and carry hard and get through a lot of work, a lot of unseen work by players out there, a lot of stuff that, you know, that people don't really take hold of or really notice, like really good carries, really good rucking, clean and deep, you know, even simple like chopping guys and back ending that tackle, you know, stuff that goes unnoticed. That's the stuff we kind of build ourselves on, those basics.
And just a final question, a quick word about Castro next week.
We went over there last year, gave them a 14-point head start in the first 20 minutes, you know, and we can't do that against these kind of sides. We learned our lesson a couple of weeks ago by giving a side that head start, and this week we did it again, and just from basic errors, and we got to work on that, you know. But a very, you know, unbelievably tough with the outcome and the intensity and the mindset of lads, you know. Worked hard early in the week to get all the detail in, and it was all about just getting your head right for just seeing how far you can push it.
More on the rugby in the next hour here on Morning Ireland. Liverpool are up to fifth in the Premier League standings after a 3-2 win away to QPR. Remarkable game this one, and Richard Dunn handed Liverpool the lead in the 67th minute with his 10th own goal of his career, an unwanted record there for Richard. The other four goals came in a dramatic final 8 minutes. A second own goal deep in injury time by Stephen Corker sealed the win for the visitors, and Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers very honest after the game. He felt his side were lucky to win.
We were very, very lucky, you know, to get the win. We showed tremendous character and were a little bit better in the second half. But no, the QPR definitely deserves something from the game. First half, we didn't pass the ball. We had no rhythm in our game. Movement was too slow. Touches, slow. No speed in the game. Joe Allen and Young Coutinho coming on gives us that real technical lift in the game. And obviously then we started to create that wee bit more. I thought Raheem Sterling was outstanding today, and he's running and his desire to go in and where it hurts. He was really quick thinking on the first goal, and obviously he's breaking away on the other one. So, but now overall we were fortunate, but everyone knows it takes, you know, it's a long season. You're going to not play well in games and you hope to get points, and today we get 3 points, but QPR were very unfortunate.
Elsewhere, Jonathan Walters' goal in the 76th minute gives Stoke a 2-1 win against Swansea. That was a very busy weekend in Gaelic games on the club front in football. A late goal from Desi Moen saw Monaghan's Clontibert beat Kilcoo of Down 1-9 to 11 points in the Ulster Football Championship. Cora Finn and Cross McGlenn defended their county championship crowns in Galway and Armagh. Sloch Neill beat Ballinderry in the Derry Football Final. St. Gall's are the Antrim champions again. St. Bridget's medded 5 Roscommon titles in a row. In Meath, Navan O'Mahony's overcame Dunamore Ashburn by 2 points. Ballincollig won their first ever Cork title thanks to a 113-110 victory against Carnby Rangers. In Kildare, Sarsfields and Moorfield will meet again after their match ended in a draw. Portlaoise are the Laois champions for the 8th successive season, while the Nair saw Stradbally in Waterford. Ballintubber overcame Castlebar Mitchells by a goal in the Mayo decider. Killian O'Connor kicked 1-3 for the winners.
It's a tit for tat there. I think they probably started the better team in the first five, and I think our 2 goals came against a run of play, but it's settled us. And in the county final, you won't get too many goal chances, so it was important we took them, and that gave us a platform then to push on.
Now, you're in the international rules squad, so you're going to be playing the Connacht Championship in a couple of weeks' time. What happens for you then?
I don't know. We're going to put the focus on the club. This is definitely the priority, to push on and maybe get further in Connacht than we did before, and this is a priority for now, so we'll sit down with the management tomorrow and we'll make plans.
Mike McCartney speaking to Killian O'Connor there. In hurling, Shelmaliers and St. Anne's played out a draw in the Wexford decider. Kilcormac Colaghi met it 3 in a row in Offaly. Kilmallock pulled off a surprise victory in the Limerick final against Napiercig. They're managed by a Clare man, Gerald Loughlin.
The one thing that I've been trying to instill into them is that you'll get nothing soft. And last year I came down as a neutral to watch them play and the Pearse League in the semi-final, and they went very tamely out of the championship. And I've been trying to instill that into them, that if you do that, you're not going to win championships year in, year out. So their inconsistency had to be addressed, and I think, to be fair to them, it was brought out today, like in you know, they're great characters, so it's a case of bringing it out and not letting them go back into a shell and things like that. So I'm glad collectively we did that anyway.
Well, the Sparrow, he's quite a name down in Limerick now. He's already won titles with Adair and now Kilmallock, so a great victory for them yesterday. Raharney are the Westmeath champions, St Mullins the county champions in Carlow in their centenary year, while the Limerick title went to St Mary's. Kevin Phelan finished third place at the Hong Kong Open. He carded a final round of 66 to end the event on 11 under par, 2 behind Angelo Quay and eventual winner Scott Hend. Mikko Ilinen beat Henrik Stenson 3-1 to win the World Match Play Championship in Kent.
Thank you very much, Darren.